In the first reading today, we hear about someone who is a truly great priest, that God had given him a priesthood, that he was able to offer sacrifice that was pleasing to God, that he was able to offer an odor of incense that was sweet and pleasing to the Lord, and so on. But then in the Alleluia verse, we heard something about an even greater priesthood. And it comes from the 110th Psalm, and it simply says, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The priesthood, according to the order of Melchizedek, is the primordial priesthood. That is the one that was among the Jewish people prior to their sin. That is the priesthood that Noah had and his sons. It was lost in the disobedience in the desert. When the people offered false sacrifice, they didn't trust God, they didn't believe, they made a golden calf, and they lost their priesthood. God then gave a different kind of priesthood to Aaron and to his descendants that would follow after. But long, long after that, 1,500 years after that, God revealed to David that there was going to be a return of that primordial priesthood, the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek. And that happened when our Lord came into the world. Melchizedek, remember, is the only person in the entire Bible who is known as the priest of God Most High. Not the high priest, the priest of God Most High. That is the priesthood that our Lord has. And that is the priesthood that all of us are so dependent on today. It is the priesthood that every Catholic priest has a part in. Unlike the Jewish priests, a Catholic priest is not his own priest. He doesn't have his own priesthood and he doesn't offer his own sacrifice. It is the priesthood of Jesus Christ, and it is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that's the part we have to recognize, especially when we look at the gospel and we realize what the Lord has entrusted to us, each according to our own ability. And so even if we look at that among the priests, there are some who have been given the 5 talents, others have been given 2 talents. Some of us tragically have decided we would go and bury the 1 talent that we were given because we don't want to do anything with it, get ourselves into lots of trouble. But even if that is the case, we have to understand Jesus is the priest. In other words, look back 2,000 years ago at the Last Supper. Our Lord spoke the words of consecration. Our Lord changed the bread and wine into his very self. And now, excuse me, he continues to do the same. 2,000 years ago, his divinity worked through his humanity. He spoke with his human mouth. He held the bread in his human hands, and he spoke the words of consecration and turned the bread and wine into his very self. Today, thanks be to God, as we are here, you are not dependent on me. The Lord Jesus himself is going to speak through my mouth. He is going to hold the bread in my hands. But it is he who says, "This is my body." Notice that I am not saying this is Jesus's body. It is the Lord who says, "Hoc est corpus meum," my body. It is his. He is the priest. So even if you look at it and say, "I don't trust this guy. He buried the talent in the ground. He's a bad priest. He's a loser." You can say whatever it is you want. It doesn't matter. Because Mass is Jesus, not the human priest. Thanks be to God, then you're not dependent on, is this guy a good priest? Isn't he? Is he in the state of grace? Is he not? How do I know? As long as the human priest is intending to do what the church intends, the rest is the Lord. So we have truly a great priesthood, and we have truly a great priest, because the priest is Jesus, period. And that is said of any and every priest since the time of our Lord. So St. Peter and the apostles, it was the priesthood of Jesus. Every single priest ever since until the end of the world, it will be the priesthood of Jesus. And his priesthood is the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek, the original priesthood that God gave us. Go back to the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis. That's where you're going to find Melchizedek. Only time that he's ever mentioned in the Old Testament other than the Psalms, where we're told about the fact that the Messiah will be a priest in his order. What does Melchizedek offer as a sacrifice? Bread and wine. We recognize that with Jesus. But he says, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So we offer bread and wine, but we are offering the Lord. It is his sacrifice. And it is he then who is truly present. Not because of the merits of the human being who happens to be ordained, because of the merits of Jesus Christ, who is our high priest, who is the priest. In the New Testament and ever since, there is only one priest and there is only one sacrifice, and there can be no other. That is the great priesthood that we have. That is the great blessing that we have, because you are not dependent on the quality of the human being who happens to be a priest. Was it holy enough? Was it good enough? Was it perfect enough? Did God accept it? Thanks be to the Lord, it is Jesus himself. It is good enough, it is holy enough, it is absolutely perfect, because it is the Lord. He is the priest and he is the victim. He is the one, the only one, and that's what we have. Truly a great priesthood, truly a great priest.